in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, and we'll begin reading from the 10th verse tonight. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Now, praise God. As we get into this again, may we not lose sight that this is enduring hardness as the good soldier. Praise the Lord. We're at the defining and final moments, brothers and sisters. We're getting ready for the rapture. And this is required if we want to be ready for the rapture. And we are in a great battle. And praise the Lord, when we know the Scripture and we look in faith into the Word of God, we don't fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. We know the plan of God. Are we believing the plan of God? Praise the Lord. And I want to believe the plan of God. As I see the plan of God start to unfold, not only is it not fear, it's excitement. I see the evil of man waxing worse and worse. I see the rulers of darkness. You do. It's just there. The spiritual wickedness in high places, it's here. But praise the Lord, these things must be. Because I'm going to show forth my light, praise the Lord, in those vessels of light. And here we go. But tonight we're going to focus in on that 14th verse again. And we are moving on from the loins girt about with truth, so don't worry. But here we go tonight, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You heard me say it earlier, we need to take time with the Lord. We need to take time, I'm encouraged, with each and every piece of this precious armor. How fully prepared we are. We are well able to take it. If He be for you, who could be against you? What a question. Praise be to God. So, how appropriate tonight that this is called the second piece of the armor. The number two in the Word of God is sufficient witness. And I was thinking in my heart as the Spirit encouraged me, His righteousness is my sufficient witness. Matter of fact, His righteousness is my only needed witness. It validates me. It verifies everything to me and to God, that I am acceptable and approved unto God. Praise His name. Now, we're righteous, brothers and sisters. Romans chapter 3, verse 22 tells us, even the righteousness of God. We rejoiced in this a few weeks back. I pray we never quit. But even the righteousness of God. It wasn't just a great righteousness. It wasn't a type of it. It's His righteousness. Even the righteousness of God, which is how? By faith of Jesus Christ, unto who? All, and upon all them, here's the qualifier, that believe. Isn't that simple? Isn't that so wondrously simple? I believed and He gave it. Praise His name. His blood, His life made this unto us. 1 Corinthians 5:21. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We're one in Him, aren't we? Hallelujah. He was made it for me, and we have been made this in Him. Hallelujah. And as we know, brothers and sisters, as we've been rejoicing in this study, these saints here at Ephesus, they have a vision of this. Absolutely. We're talking about some fiery saints. They're on fire for the things of God, saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. They have a vision of the plan of God, but there's an encouragement. There's really a command going on here by the Holy Spirit, especially in that 10th verse as He says, Finally, if we're willing to go to war, if warring really is on our hearts, is to win Christ really our goal, we're going to go up against the rulers of darkness, brothers and sisters. To win God's very best, it must be this way. And this righteousness, this breastplate of righteousness, it must be worn over the heart. Now, in a moment, we're going to talk a little bit about the breastplate that the priest wore back in the Old Testament. And I will make note of this. When I say must be worn over the heart, I should say, as the Word of God tells us here, that breastplate in old had shoulder straps. And there were certain names that were written on the shoulder straps that weren't written on the breastplate. Now, there's many reasons for that, but the type that I want to bring out here is that, brothers and sisters, that righteousness, praise God, He carries the righteousness. He is our righteousness. And He carries that upon His shoulders. But I'm going to tell you something. He wants this on our heart, displaying the very righteousness of God. And I believe so clearly, sweet brothers and sisters, that the Lord is after this. This is a bride that is fully and only after the very heart of God. This is a group that goes without the camp. Unto Him without the camp. I want the very heart of God. Brother David, he had a passion he desired. He was a vessel that truly wanted the very heart of God. Hallelujah. And that's Jesus Christ. And this breastplate is how she is kept, this lover of His heart. This is a life that has no indifference to that we are His workmanship. You have to think about this. This is the breastplate of righteousness. And the only righteousness there is His. So this is a vessel that says, Lord, I am, praise God, Your workmanship. Amen. Praise God, You are doing the work in my life. It is You and You alone. This is the life that cries out again, Lord, let me just be found in Your righteousness. When I see You, I don't want to see anything of me. I don't want You to see anything of me. I want You to see Your work. I want to see Your masterpiece. I want You to glory, Lord, in the fullest of glory about me, about Christ in me, as You've been causing me to glory about You for all these years too. Hallelujah. So, this breastplate is quite the something. It's only Him to be seen. I want you to turn over to 1 Thessalonians as we get into this. And this goes on to talk about this breastplate in chapter 5 and verse 8. Is a breastplate of faith and love. And let's go ahead and read that together. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8. But let us. Man, I'm glad He included us. Aren't you glad? This word wasn't just written long ago. It's alive. Hallelujah. But let us, who are of the day. Now that's something there, that day. You know, a lot of people think, well, that's today. Is this day? No, go back and read verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. This is us who are of the day of the Lord. That means there's a passion, an obsession. I'm delirious to see my Jesus. On the very beginning of the day of the Lord, when the trump shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Praise the Lord. Now there's the day. But let us who are of the day be sober. This is something to be serious about. Alert, attentive to. Amen. Praise God. And what? Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. And for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, let me tell you something. I don't hope to be saved. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So what's this salvation talking about? Going up, up, up. Hallelujah to meet the Lord in the air. His redemption draweth nigh. So you know where he's going with this. So putting on the breastplate of faith and love for a helmet, the hope of salvation. We've got to go on. For God hath not appointed us. Oh, you know it. To wrath. Now we know that's not the wrath that we're just a lot of people think about. Let's talk about the tribulation. God has not appointed us to go one day into the tribulation. He wants us to be ready for the day of the Lord, the very beginning of the trump. So he hasn't appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that salvation, brothers and sisters, is none other than the out resurrection. Philippians 3:11. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Oh, golly. Lord, how did we see it? Hallelujah, except by your Spirit, by your grace. Thank you, Lord, you didn't let that pass by our lives. Praise His name. This is why we get excited to come to this Bible study. We're studying about the lover of our soul. We're studying about the very plan of the bridegroom for you and for me, for us in Christ. Nothing better, brothers and sisters. So the saints of the day of the Lord. It's amazing. See, this is a heart attitude of the ones that are readied and loving His appearing. Let's continue on with this thought. Romans chapter 13. In Romans chapter 13. And we'll go over. Well, let's go ahead and read from verse 11. So it all puts it into the same passion for the day of the Lord, to be ready. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. There's some emphasizing going on there. It's high time. Now's the time. For now, he's going to remind us again, is our salvation nearer than when we believed? Oh, he's on the wing. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. There's that day again. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And here we go. And let us put on the armor of light. Oh, praise his name. Here's this light. And it's an armor of light, brothers and sisters. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Let us tend upon the Lord without distraction. He wants to get married. How about you? Amen. Praise the Lord. This is that same thing that used to talk about that the Jewish custom where that bridegroom, he would come at night even. She'd sleep with her clothes on. They thought it was funny. Well, we're going now, honey. Well, it's 2:30 in the morning and I'm not going. Well, he'd leave. And let me tell you something. If you know about those Jewish families, they're a lot like Italians. A lot of times those daughters, they want to get out of that house. So they're ready to go. I'm going to hear that from my mother. But no, she's so in love, she's ready to go. Amen. She's ready to get going. It's just awesome. And just how God, He does it again and again. This isn't a coincidence. This is just the truth. And it's a truth with such love. And so personal. And you talk about personality and humor and reality. And it's just awesome, isn't he? Hallelujah. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ to make no provision of the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He wants us ready. He wants us ready. Now I'm going to mention one last thing about this armor of light. That word light there, it means a torch. It is awesome. Burning coals is actually what it means. And all I can think of is there the cherubim in Ezekiel 1:13. Their appearance was burning coals. Lamps. Oh, see me, Lord. See you in me, Lord. I'm waving back to you. Oh, hallelujah. Now, this speaks of the singleness of mind and heart to God. And let's get back into thinking of that breastplate. The breastplate of righteousness. How that breastplate just covers the heart. This is a chaste virgin to Christ. Locked up and kept. But I thought, you know, how ironic. Locked up and kept. Because it's not us at all who lock it up. It's not us at all who keep it. It's the grace of the enlightened eyes of understanding that it's His righteousness that encloses me and keeps me. I'm thankful for the rest of God. Just the beautiful rest and peace that He brings. That, brothers and sisters, I am what I am by the grace of God. That man that I hope to be, that we rejoice in, I am by the grace of God. Amen. That man that I glory in, by the grace of God, with Brother Paul seen there in the third heaven, I am by the grace of God. Yes, the grace of God. This is totally a heart thing. With the heart, the Word God tells us that with the heart man believes unto righteousness. But it doesn't stop there. With the heart, the man goes on to fall in love with righteousness. Ever thought about that? I never really had until the Lord just really was bringing this to me. Son, fall in love with me. Amen. Me. Mm-hmm. Fall in love with me. The protecting, the covering of the heart. It's entwined and in the love with the righteousness of God. Falling in love with righteousness is falling in love with Jesus Christ. He's my righteousness. He's your righteousness. He's mine. Covers me, protects me. I'm righteous. I'm accepted, approved. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, and then the Lord, as He always does, He'll continue to bring us in to this fellowship. And as I mentioned in the Old Testament, the breastplate was worn only by the high priest. You'll read that in Exodus. And actually, go ahead and start turning to Exodus 28, because we'll read a couple verses out of there. But the breastplate that was worn by the high priest was made of beaten gold, just as our Lord and just as we suffer together with Christ to reign. And upon that breastplate, matter of fact, let me go get it. Hold on. This is what it looked like. Similar, I should say. But gold with the 12 stones, the tribes there. That were displayed on the breast of the high priest. So precious there that you can see that. But the 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. And in Exodus 28, and we'll begin reading from let's go to verse 29. And it says there, and Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart. And you notice the breastplate of judgment upon his heart. when he goeth in unto the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before the Lord. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. Now, this is some wonderful stuff here. Brothers and sisters, this is the precious reality that we are on the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continually. Now, this is going to specifically pertain to Israel, and I want to bring that out for a moment. But that Urim and Thummim, that means lights and perfection in there. A lot of people try to talk a lot of things about that, and all I can tell you, and we're not going to go into that, but she's always been on his heart. Whether it was in the Holy of Holies or whether it was right there on that breastplate. So, she's the light and perfection of him. Praise the Lord and what he does in her. So, but going on with this, God is showing his faithfulness to Israel at this time and this type. His love for them. The high priest wore them upon his heart. All right. Now, whether that was in Isaiah or Hosea, Israel is called God's wife. Israel is known as God's bride. And this is such a precious type of his heart. Those tribes always on his heart and always caring for their welfare. But in our case, brothers and sisters, which is so beautiful, which is the breastplate of righteousness, we wear this. Now think about this. This is so precious to us in the offering. A better thing for us. Hallelujah. And it is. This breastplate, hallelujah, doesn't contain the 12 names of the 12 tribes for us. It's only got one name on it. Righteousness. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Bridegroom. Come on now. This isn't a far stretch. This isn't any stretch at all. This is the lover of our soul. This is Jesus Christ, the very righteousness of God written across our hearts. And I glory in that cross. Hallelujah. And this is our testimony of our love to Him, to bear His name, to be clothed with the linen, the very righteousness of saints. No spot nor wrinkle. She's all glorious within because of Jesus Christ. Only the righteousness of those four living ones. Hallelujah. The presence of the burning flame on fire with spiritual fervor for the Lamb of God. Man, I'm just thrilling with what He has for us. But notice here, as we go back to Ephesians, and in our verse tonight, it says, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. See, it doesn't mean look at it, carry it, even put it aside. I don't know what you're thinking here, but put it on. Have it on. Yeah. It's on. This is talking to ones that are ready of the day. Praise God. Looking for His appearing, loving His appearing. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That's only the beginning. This speaks, brothers and sisters, of a wedding band. Have it on. Oh, I'll admit something. I don't think I ever even said this. But I know I'm the only man that ever did this. But when I was engaged to my dear wife, when I'd see her, I always liked to see her and all that, my eyes went to her hand very quickly all the time. Does that ring on? Yeah, okay. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Jesus, here it is. Hallelujah. I love you. Because you first loved me. But I love you and I want to see your face. Amen. See? Oh, I'm just simple. He has to use simple types for me. But she is a faithful wife. Proverbs 31, I love this. The heart of the husband doth safely trust in her. He's saying that about you, if you'll take that place. Safely trust. Oh, Lord, if you only knew me. Well, you do. You wouldn't safely trust in me. How could you do that? My grace, honey, my grace. You're my workmanship. Let it do its work. Let my love fully furnish you with everything. But safely trust, brothers and sisters, it means a confidence, a boldness, security. I just marvel at what the Lord wants to find in me. There's treasure in here that He wants. There's treasure in there that He wants. We're the very inheritance of God. He's all in. He's all vested. And that's what He wants. He is a lover. But to be bold in us, that heart of Him, to be bold in us, listen to that, how He delights to prove His love in us for Him. It's marvelous. It's marvelous, this work of His. And it thrills the Father, brothers and sisters. It does. His inheritance in the saints coming forth 100-fold. Many sons to glory. And yes, oh yes, the double portion. A daughter-in-law. A daughter-in-law. My, oh my. A lot to chew on here, isn't there? Praise the Lord. Comes at us kind of quickly sometimes, but I kind of see some, even Brother Alex, the hair's blown back, brother. It's kind of figurative, but I know. See how close we get. And he's be things on my door later on. But finally, brothers and sisters, well, I do. I just need to go spend some time with Him alone. I'm excited just to be with you, and yet at the same time just to go meditate on this alone with Him. To say, oh my, You really mean this to me, Lord? You know, we talk about it, we rejoice and thankful to God, but I mean that You want to be bold in me. You want to have confidence. And I hope you understand this, not in me this human, but no, in me this, praise God, transformed. Hallelujah, in the very image. That precious vessel that went in there with the chamberlain and took all of the instruction. She didn't know a thing, did she, that little Esther? She was just an orphan. She didn't know anybody. She didn't know their customs. She didn't know anything about it. Honey, you just get in there and listen. You do everything He says. Boy, that's the best place to be in. Go in there not knowing a thing. Be a completely emptied out vessel. Empty out your head, empty out your heart, empty out anything that you think that's going to help you at all, and get rid of it. Get in there and say, just fill me and fill me and fill me. And she never knew how ravishing she'd come forth. She was still even thinking, well, I could die out there. Could you imagine that? And all that was on that king's mind with one bat of her eye. Oh, I'll bring them all together. The Spirit always does. I'm ravished, honey. It's yours. I'm yours. That's what it is. I'm yours. Now, when you wear this breastplate of faith and love, brothers and sisters, it's nothing inconspicuous. It's nothing hidden. It's not. It's like a big diamond rock. I got a husband. Praise God. By the grace of God, I'm abiding as a readied wife. Hallelujah. Grace. Grace here. Not commending, and we haven't apprehended yet. But oh my goodness, I know that grace is encouraging my heart to run and to run well. Amen. All right. But I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. I believe it. I just believe it. Simple as that. I believe that, Lord. You didn't bring me this way for nothing. You're redeeming the time with your masterpiece. Praise be to God. Now, just like the priest in his breastplate of jewels, brothers and sisters, it's exposed. It's on the front. It's seen. And there's a reason for that. It gets the enemy's attention. It does. Oh, yes, it does. It's intended to. Are we willing to suffer for His name's sake? Now this, I'm not talking about bringing a Bible to work and setting it on your desk. And I'm not telling you to do that or to not do that. But that's not what this is about. This is about wearing the name of Bridegroom. Praise the Lord. And having on it. Not being ashamed of it at all. That this is who I am. I don't want to provoke you to wrath or anger. I hope it provokes you to love, but I know that they hated him without a cause. So if by the grace of God I'm abiding as his readied wife, go ahead and hate me too. I know it's not your flesh and blood, and I feel sorry for you to hate me. I know that's just spiritual wickedness. I know Jesus Christ died for you too. I know your soul is just as valuable. Just as valuable. That he gave his only begotten son if it would have been just you too. All right? You never know what the Lord could do. Did you ever think that any of those guys out there or ladies thought that Saul would ever give his heart to God? You're going to use who? You want him to come to my house? Yep, I do. He's a chosen vessel unto me. Hallelujah. You might be entertaining angels. That's right. Better be alert and aware in the love of God. Amen. God help us to be more patient and kind, huh? Yeah. Kind of convicts my heart too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But His name is on our hearts. And yeah, it can be a target. And I know that the enemy will fear you with get you to fear sometimes with that. Well, I don't want to get hurt again, Lord. You know, I've been fired for this before. Let's not go there again. You know, I'm tired. Oh no, endure hardness is a good soldier. Happy are ye. Huh? You can be. He's showing me some happiness and some affliction. Buffeting's the best thing. Man, was I wrong about that. Hallelujah. I made a big mistake. Praise be to God. Huh? Oh, God, help us to get rid of that pride, huh? Yeah. This is His work, His righteousness. Hallelujah. Now, let's not get excited because remember, the Lord has to even allow the enemy to even see us, brothers and sisters. Know this. It's got to be His will to ever have the enemy coming at us. Amen. It has to be His will. He will let Satan look right at that heart covered with the righteousness of God. And He will allow him to. Note that. He has to allow him to test you. And to try you. And to tempt you. To show Himself strong. Well, and why in the world do you think He's going to give you armor if you're never going to be in a battle? Well, I'm all suited up. Nobody's going to come up against me. I guess I'll just sit on down. No, you're going to stand, because I will say it this way. It's game on. It is. This is the quest. This is the race to win Him. Think it not strange. No, it's not. And I know it's not strange to my brethren in Christ in this meeting here tonight. Because you know of the gospel of Christ. Aren't we thankful? And in that we can rejoice in one another's infirmity. We can glory in the body as it is afflicted. We all can be made strong in our weakness. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Praise the Lord. All right. He's doing it. But this is to show that His grace is sufficient for her undying love for Him. Think of that. It is. It's to prove the love. To prove His faithfulness. To prove His masterpiece. She just doesn't look pretty. Oh no. She's stunning. She walks through the valley of the shadow of death and she fears no evil. She leans on Him coming out of the wilderness. And on Him alone. Praise God. Now, I pray we're seeing this as more and more, this very perfect work. Because, brothers and sisters, this is the full maturity, growing up into Him in all things. And we're going to find out, if the Lord tarry, it truly is completed by wearing of all the armor, the whole armor of God. And we must be willing to be tried. Don't faint. We're in the final stretch. Don't faint. Lift up the arms of the weary. Come on. We really do. Be bold in the Lord. Don't let our goodness or our so-called kindness defeat us from God's best. Stand in love. And I'm talking about a love passion for Christ. It is. It's a time. Parents at this time. Right here. Don't compromise. Don't go the way of the world. Don't try to pick and choose. You just face that battle that you got today. And you stand in love. You stand in love. Praise the Lord. Don't be moved. He's for us. He's for us. I'm learning and I'm thankful to God. I understand my kids. I've got two boys. They are their own men before God. Yeah, they're 13 and 16, but let me tell you something. They choose. I'm there to, by the grace of God, to be a hand to show a way, to encourage. I can chase and correct. They can agree with Dad, but they choose. And as I told a sister tonight, I'm learning to just let go. They're the Lord's. They're the Lord's. God, You bring that loving conviction to their life. And You just wrench their heart with it. Cause them to will and to do of Your good pleasure. Let them look into the eyes of the Scripture that's spoken to them from a child. And let it just speak to them. Let them hurt when they go astray. Let them be quick to be tender, to say, oh no. It's not just my dad, it's not my mom, it's my Lord, my Savior, my God. Breastplate of righteousness. See how it protects that heart? won't break. Uh-uh. Nope. It'll hurt. But it can't be penetrated. Because it's kept. It's kept by Him. Hallelujah. Now, we know as we close this up that we are to be tried. Proven this armor, being tried in it. That as Paul, we become vessels, glorying in our infirmities and trials. Knowing that we are being brought into situations that we could never overcome in ourselves. Yeah. He has to bring us into situations and circumstance that we could never overcome in ourselves. Yet in this armor, and specifically this breastplate of righteousness, we emerge as more than conquerors through Christ who loved us every single time. Every single time. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to encourage us tonight that we do not go by feeling. We do not go by human result. That's not it at all. I already know what the result is. It's victory in Jesus. I don't need to know that. God just wants me believing. Amen. This is the most tender place, this heart. This is where we're shut up to God and no one or no thing can get at it. Amen. This is when, brothers and sisters, we're satisfied with Jesus alone. And we need to be satisfied with Jesus alone. Hallelujah. Singleness of mind, singleness of heart. You talk about in the cleft of the rock. But being a vessel that just abides. Knowing in due time, you know what? He's going to exalt you. But you're going to be exalted with Him. Anticipating the moment to be glorified together with Him. A oneness that's going to be so far beyond any concept of oneness. To be glorified together with the I Am. Wow. Now, how could we, God help us, to be caught up into anything of this world? I really mean that, brothers and sisters. God help us. With who we are in Christ. And what we are to God. And what we're about ready to be presented to His Son. Praise His name. I think we'll go ahead and close it off. But we're just thankful to Him. Praise the Lord. And I'm thankful for you. Let's go ahead and stand.